This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Wild on the road. They make a trip to the old Northwest Division starting tonight. They get the Oilers Thursday, Calgary, and then they'll be in Vancouver Saturday night, late game. And then Seattle, they weren't part of the old Northwest Division, but they'll visit Seattle on Monday before returning to St. Paul on December 11th. It's good to visit with Sarah McClellan, who covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. And Sarah, good to visit with you.
Same. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Yeah, good to visit with you as always. And kind of a trip back in time to the old days when they made a lot of trips to Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver as part of the division, and now not as many trips that way.
Yeah, especially since we're seeing those throwback jerseys this year. Right. It reminds you of the old Northwest Division days and Jacques Lemaire behind the bench and all those battles with Edmonton and Calgary. You're right. It's certainly a trip down memory lane, it feels like.
Yeah, and, you know, this Oilers team, it's been a bit of a struggle. Their goal differential is minus 14 when I checked the standings. The Wild have been red hot in November. We turned the page. Now it's December. And I'm sure the Edmonton Oilers have to covet the goaltending the Wild have been getting as of late.
Yeah, two different teams, the trajectory they've taken. Both teams had pretty slow starts, the Wild especially in October, but they flipped the switch in November. And like you said, they've been red hot pretty much ever since. They just had their 7-game win streak snapped Saturday in that shootout loss to Buffalo, but still, what a turnaround of a month after they only had, I believe, 3 victories in October. It was pretty grim. And Edmonton, they also struggled early on, but they haven't turned the corner. They're still kind of in the thick of their early season swoon. And, you know, we've seen this happen the last few years with the Oilers. They start slow. They, you know, perennially are like that. And then they usually flip the switch and go to the Stanley Cup final. But we haven't seen that shift yet for them. They've had obviously, like you mentioned, a lot of goals being let in, you know, defensively. Their goaltending has received a lot of criticism, but not so, obviously, in St. Paul and with the Wild. Obviously, now they're rotating 2 goalies in the mix, Philip Gustafson and rookie Jesper Wallstedt, who's going to get the start tonight against the Oilers. So they're sticking what's working for them, and right now that's a 2-goalie system.
Yeah, and you talked about the Wall of St. Paul. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely tremendous. Here's a guy that Wild fans have heard about for a while and didn't have a good year in Iowa, and it's kind of like, well, you know, with Marc-Andre Fleury retiring, he kind of by default became the number 2 guy. He has stepped in, and as you pointed out, now it's just kind of even Steven. Gustafson and Wallstedt in net, and boy, they were really good and have climbed the standings quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a kind of a full circle arrival maybe for Wallstedt, you know, in a roundabout way, because he did, you know, obviously have struggles last season. He was supposed to, if you remember, he was supposed to be with the NHL team for most of the year. They thought they'd play 3 goalies with Fleury and Gustafson and Wallstedt to get him more acquainted with the NHL and get him game. But when they got into salary cap trouble because of all the injuries, they simply couldn't afford to keep his contract on the books. He needed to go to the minors. And obviously, you know, he struggled there. It was really tough for him mentally. But now he's back. Like you said, his job was clear. He was playing as the backup behind Gustafson. He's really showing, I think, the goalie, like you mentioned, you know, the buzz about him since his draft year. This is who he was hyped to be. He was supposed to be very technically sound, very precise in his movements. You know, not someone who has to reach for saves and chase saves. He's very much in the right position at the right time when he's locked into his game. And I think that's what we're seeing lately. If you look at him when he's on a roll, which has been all season long, he doesn't give up a lot of rebounds. He's able to cover pucks or pucks just stick to him. And I think that's really helped fuel this turnaround and, you know, why the Wild have been able to cut back on their goals against in November. Obviously better defensive play in front of their net, no doubt. But the goaltending, the predictability, the calmness that they're getting in net, especially from a rookie like Wallstedt, you know, in this position consistently for the first time, it's been very impressive, and he's definitely earned this role, where, as I said, the last few weeks, it's every other game for him, and it's obviously been a big part of this team's turnaround.
Yeah, and it goes without saying the Oilers present some elite goal scoring, and it'll be a big challenge. Wallstedt's been up to the task, but tonight in Edmonton, he's going to probably face some very good looks.
Oh, what a doozy of a combination here. On the weekend, he played Colorado on Friday and had to out-duel Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar in the shootout to help the Wild defeat the Avalanche 3-2. And then now his next start, he sees Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl on separate lines, you know, too. It's not like right now the Oilers have them loaded up. It sounds like they're going to play on their own line. So, you know, someone's out there every other shift amongst those two before they get lower in the lineup there. So what a challenge. But I think he really seems to embrace that and just kind of take everything as it comes. He really seems to have the right attitude and demeanor. You know, like in the shootouts, he said he's not someone that's studying ahead of time on players' tendencies. He's really focused on him, his approach, what he does best. And obviously it's been working for him and working for the Wild.
Yeah, and a bigger picture, I know goaltending is such a huge part of it, but you had a piece that first was published on the 30th, and that is, as the calendar turns to December, the Wild aim for consistency, and that's not just goaltending, that's up and down the lineup.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and we're seeing it too, because their depth is being tested. You know, they haven't been healthy, but they're still found a way to win. And, you know, you kind of look at their season, it's really been a tale of two seasons with the way October went and with the way November went. And, you know, losing, that looked really hard in October for this team. It's hard to snap out of slumps like that. But then they go on the run in November and they're winning and they're collecting points. And that's kind of hard too in its own way. It really challenges a team's ability to reset, lock in, and every other night with the way the schedule has been lately or back-to-back, lock into that style. And the players acknowledge that. Like, they rattled off 7 wins in a row, and the challenge is to turn the page quickly. You know, you can't linger on wins. You can't savor them too long because you have to get back out there. And they saw and felt a little bit of that leg from, you know, an emotional, big, thrilling win over Colorado, a division rival, the top team in the NHL on Friday afternoon, and then to playing the Buffalo Sabres, a team that's struggling, you know, the next night, Saturday night at home, and losing to them to snap their win streak. So we'll see. You know, Edmonton, like I said, they've been in the last two Stanley Cup finals. Obviously, they haven't won, but they've been kind of, you know, a consistent threat in the Western Conference, but they're struggling right now. So, you know, is it more of the Colorado approach or is it more of the Buffalo approach? I think that'll be really telling for the Wild tonight if they can recalibrate against Edmonton, a team that's below them in the standings. They have a chance to pick up a lot of points on this trip. It's a very winnable trip. Teams that are chasing them, and this is a real opportunity for the Wild to just grow their lead in the standings.
And, Sarah, a little warmer in Edmonton today than it was here in the city. So, I mean, you got that going for you.
Oh, snow on the ground, though, with both places, right?
You're right.
Feels like winter. Feels like hockey season.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's not gloat too much because the forecasted high in Edmonton by the end of the week in the single digits above zero. So we're going to get some cold here, but actually a pretty mild day by Edmonton standards today.
Oh,
not
for
too
sure.
Bad tonight.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's that prairie winter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Sarah, always good to visit with you. I know you're on a tight deadline with the puck drop tonight at 8 o'clock in Edmonton, but thanks as always for the time.
No problem. Take care.
All right, Sarah McClellan joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.